do you want to give Shear? Jacob Weiser.
I'm good, Rebby. I'll lend an ear.
Yeah. Who wants to give Shear? Come on. Let's go.
Can I try?
Yeah, go for it, Jack.
Really bold move, Jack.
Let's start with the Rav Tzaddok.
Oh, the Rav Tzaddok. So the Rav Tzaddok we're going to get to at the end.
Okay, great.
And that's going to be at the end of Shear. But we started the Gemara on Gimel of Aleph.
Jack, you know what this reminds me of? Arya Schultz's Ofruf. Yeah, right there. Yeah.
Hopefully Arya listens to this.
Yeah.
We start with the Gemara that says, why do we use or? End up saying it's a Lishna Malia, and the Torah doesn't like to speak in a Lishna Maguna. And, so that's why the Mishnah used the or here. The Ron comments on this part of the Gemara, quotes derived. Says that truth is we're supposed to.
God himself explains.
I didn't get that. I don't know what that is. I don't remember that part.
God himself explains that it just means that or has a positive connotation. Like the pasuk says that when you're speaking about divrei Torah, you should always speak in a positive light that should illuminate. Yeah, pesach dvar yoyer. That is his speech should be illuminating. So that's why the Torah chose. The Mishnah chose a positive, more illuminating language. But the Ravid
says we should do a bedika because it was talking about a specific time when we should do a bedika. When it's partially lit outside, we should also use the light and also use a flame because we're worried to do it might be because of the reason about doing the mitzvahs, like Rabbi said, or just because you don't want to forget to do it at all. And then we talked about this, is the Ravid talking about Beinu Shmashos? Depends if, back to our machlokas about Beinu Shmashos last week, about if you're holding like Rabbeinu Tam, who says the night starts at Seis, or if you're holding like the Gra, who says the night starts at Shkia, and there's still some light outside.
Wait, so let's back that up a little bit. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Gra do not argue whether or not the night starts at Seis or not. They argue when is Seis. Right, is that clear by everyone? Everyone agrees that there's Shkia, Bein Hashmashos, and Seis. The question is just, when is that? Is there a Tchila Shkia and Sof Shkia that everything's delayed till the end of the 72 minutes? Or according to the Gra, everything is calculated from the beginning of sunset when the sun begins to drop. So the Gra has a much earlier Seis, which could be potentially in Eretz Yisrael at certain seasons of the year, as soon as 13 and a half minutes after Shkia, after the beginning of sunset. So what I was just pointing out was, according to the Ravid, who says you should do the Bdika halachically, and this was a halachic reference, and the Mishnah would never give a misleading statement if all its impetus was to just speak in a positive light, like the Ron said, then the Mishnah wouldn't choose to be misleading. Obviously, the Tan of our Mishnah was coming to tell us a halachic teaching, and that was that the Bedikas Chametz has to be earlier in the night. Whether or not that means after Shkia in Bein Hashmashos, or that means after Tzeis, that's a machlokas how to understand the Ravid. All I pointed out was that it makes sense if you understand it to be at Tzeis, that there would still be daylight according to the Gaonim and the Gra's interpretation of when Tzeis is, which could be very earlier into the night, as much as early as 13 and a half minutes at certain time periods during the year in Eretz Yisrael, and there could still be daylight at such a time, even if it's Tzeis. Okay? So the Ravid and the Ran have a machlokes how to understand why the Tana chose the Lashon of Or. The Pashas and the Gemara sounds like the Ran, but the Ravid wasn't willing to accept that, and therefore you're required... Therefore, he presented to us a halachic implication as well. Yeah, David.
According to the Gra, it's called Seis, but it doesn't have stars yet.
No, there are stars. There are stars.
Even that early?
Yeah, there are stars in daytime. Okay. You can see stars. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay, so that's just in terms of the first Nakuda. So then the Gemara goes on, Rabbi Isai. Again, I encourage everyone to see the Gemara over here. The Gemara brings Raya's back and forth to this concept of speaking in a positive manner and a tzura of a Lashon Tahira and not a Lashon Maguna, or a Lashon She'eino Tahira. Okay, so then the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara quotes a conversation between different Talmidei Chachamim. This is actually the second story with this conversation. And the Gemara says as follows. Hanu tan gimel mevis, trei talmidei da'av yasvei kamei de'hilel. V'chad minai Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. There were two talmidim that were sitting in front of Hillel, and one of them was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Va'amri lekamei de'rebi, and some present this story as they were sitting not in front of Hillel, but they were sitting in front of Rebbe. V'chad minai Rabbi Yochanan, and one of the talmidim was Rabbi Yochanan. Chad amri, one said in learning, mipnei ma boitzrin betaira, ve'ein moiskin betaira. What does this mean, Rabbi Yisai? Mipnei ma boitzrim betara. Zok Rashi bekelim tayrim. Ve'ein moiskim betara bezeisin kakari mesika. Ve'ein sarach lemoiskim betara. Kada amr b'sechah Shabbos b'yitzis Shabbos. The loy choishiv moil hayoytze mehen lahachshir she'eno shemen gomer.
What's going on over here? Everybody say, what's the topic of the conversation here that they're having either before Hillel or before Rebbe? What's the topic, everybody say?
Whether you kill
what
need
type
to be
of harvesting you need tar implements for.
What's the difference between?
Because one of them said tar and the other said tame.
Right, but what is Rashi referring to? When Rashi says, "Ve'ein moiskim b'tayra b'zeisim kakari masika," when it comes to olives, we refer to it as masika. Ve'ein sarach l'moiskim b'tayra. We don't have to go through this process with pure kelim. Why? What does Rashi say? K'da amr secha Shabbos, the loy choishev moyol hayoytze mehem lahachshir. What does that mean?
The oil that comes out isn't significant.
Oh, beautiful. So, Rabbi Yisai of Machshir, for a Meichel to become Tame, you can't just have any, a food can't automatically become Tame when it comes in contact with a Dover Tame. What does it need, Rabbi Yisai?
It needs one of seven liquids.
One of the seven liquids. What are the seven liquids, Rabbi Yisai?
Oil.
What's the trick?
Yachad shachadam.
So let's go through it, Avi.
Yain, dam, shemen, cholav, tal.
No.
Dalet is devash.
Devash.
And shin. No, that mem is mayim.
Wait, we didn't do mayim?
No. Yad. Yain, dam, shemen, cholav, tal.
Yeah, good. Excellent. So everybody say, if any of those liquids touches the surface of the food, then it comes in contact with a Dover Tame. So that is basically the way the Ramban presents it, Rabbi Yisai, I think at the end of Shmini, it's mamish like electricity. It's like a flow of electricity that now it could carry from the Dover Tame into the Meichel. So if it's not one of the Zion Mashkim, like Moel of the Zaysim, that it's not the Shemen, then it doesn't have the ability, She'eno Shemen Gomer, it's not the real full-fledged oil. I don't know what Rabbi said. What's the translation of Moel? Anyone have a translation for me?
Is that like Me'ila?
No,
it's like Mahalia.
Yeah, what is it? It's like a
pure.
It's some sort of extraction that's not the oil. Some sort of I don't know. Aval yayin azav al anovim, but wine that comes out on the grapes. So that machshirin denichlebe. There's another halacha that you need in order for machshirin to be. To ready an item to become Kaval Tova is that it has to be the Nichalei Labailim, that the owner wants it and is interested for the Machshirin to actually be there and to be Machshirin. Okay,
didn't we talk about that last year with Reb Shimon?
I don't remember. It could be. Fine. So the Gemara, when they were discussing Mibnei Ma Boitzrim Bitara, the Ein Moiskin Bitara. So why is it that Betzira, right, needs Tahar Kalim, and Masika, which doesn't create the same liquid that's going to be Makshir, you don't need it to be Betara. But the other day it said, not not the ein moiskin v'tara. Rather, he said the moiskin v'tumah. So you see that even in halacha, the Gemara was making a point that certain people used eino tahira and the other person used the lashon of tumah. So the Gemara concludes, and the Gemara says, Amar muftach ani bezeh shemayra harab Yisrael. I see from the way he spoke, from the way he even referred to Rabbi Yisai things in the sugya, that he's going to have a beautiful future in being a role model and a teacher in Am Yisrael. Lo haya yamim u'atim, and there were very few days, ad shehara harab Yisrael, that he became a mayra harab Yisrael, like either Rebbe and Hillel responded to the statements that were presented to them. And similar, the Gemara goes on, Hanu tlosa kahane, there were three kohanim that also spoke in a certain way. Chadamer lu higianu kapul. One guy said, I got a pool. What's a pool, Rabbi said? What's the level, the measurement of a pool? It was a measurement that he got from the lechem aponim. Who ate the lechem aponim, Rabbi Yisai? The Kohanim
during their mishmar.
Lechem aponim, right. They used to get all the mishmaros. They used to get the lechem aponim, right? The Chadamer Hagiyana Kazayas. And one guy said, I got a full olive's worth of the lechem aponim. The Chadamer Hagiyana Kizonov Halta. And then the third guy said, no, I got what? Kizanov Halta. What's Kizanov Halta, Rabbi Yisai?
The tail of a lizard.
The tail of a lizard, Rabbi Yisai. Obviously, he was speaking what? In a?
Davar Maguna?
Lashon Maguna.
In a Lashon Maguna type way. He obviously wasn't happy about what he got. And the Gemara says, Botku Achro. They actually checked after him. Umatzo bo shemes psul. And they found that he had a psul in his yichas. Gemara asks, "Well, in Boitkim and Amesbeach Milavala, we learn a din that what the Gemara in Kedushin tells us when you want to check into Shiduchim, you want to check into Yichus. Once a person is makrav in the Mesbeach, you don't have to check into the family. You know he's a miyuchat to his family. In Boitkim and Amesbeach Milavala, loitem a shemetz pasul, ela ema shachak pasul. You're right. The Gemara changes. Don't say that he's a chalo, but rather he what? He has a gaiva. He has a gaiva issue. His family yichus was okay, but he has. You see from the way he spoke that he is gasruach. Says Rashi, umavaze kodesh shemayim, and he refers to the kodeshim of Hashem in a disgraceful way. Yimasema, or the Gemara says no. When do you not check into the mizbeach? When he's serving on the mizbeach, you don't have to check into him. Says the Gemara, that's in a stam situation. But shani hasim the iu da ara nafshe. He himself brought this presentation on his own. He volunteered this information, this negative information. Once he volunteers this negative information, the din of the Gemara Kedushin of Ein Boitkim and Amizbeach Lumala doesn't apply, and then you should actually check into him because something's problematic in the way he spoke. Fine, end of the Gemara. So Rabbi Yisai, we're not going to talk about Lashon Maguna here. We're not going to focus on that, but there's a very problematic Gemara that we mentioned that really wasn't the point of the Gemara. But as I pointed out to you, there's a similar. This similar Gemara happens to be in the Gemara in Yuma on Daf Lamed Tesamid Aleph. And the Gemara in Yuma Tesamid Aleph says the following. Gemara is discussing Tana Rabbanan Arboim Shana Sheshima Shimon HaTzadik Ayagarul Oyla B'Yamin. What's the relevance of this Gemara, Rabbi Yisai? Did anyone see what the relevance of this Gemara is?
It's probably for Chumas Adashan.
No, the Gemara is speaking out here Taraf Bekalpi. What's Taraf Bekalpi, Rabbi Yisai? The lottery on the day that is 6 days away, Rabbi Yisai. The lottery that represents our future. The lottery of the Seer La'azazel and the Seer La'Hashem. So sometimes the Seer La'Hashem would end up in the right hand and sometimes it would end up in the left hand. Arbonim Shad Shashima Shimon HaTzadik, when Shimon HaTzadik was the Kohen Gadol, Ayagaru Ola B'Yamin, Baruch Hashem, the lottery, the Seer La'Hashem was always in the right hand. Mikan Ve'elech, but from then on after Shimon HaTzadik,
Palm oil bimin and palm oil of small. Sometimes it was right and sometimes it was left. Mara says another nace that always happened in Shimon HaTzadik's time period, where that the Lashon Shel Zahiris, the string was always malbin, mikame elach, palm and malbin, palm main and malbin. Sometimes it was white and sometimes it wasn't white. And the Ner Ma'aravi would always be lit, but after Shimon HaTzadik wouldn't always be like that. They didn't need extra wood, and there would always be fire on top of the Mizbeach. It wasn't always Nisim and Uflalos after Shimon HaTzadik wasn't around. Okay, let me skip a little bit. And there was a special bracha in the time of Shimon HaTzadik on the Oimer Ubishtei Alechem Ubelechem Aponim, and in the Lechem Aponim. V'chol Koyin Shemagia Kazayis Yesh Ochlu V'Saveya Yesh Ochlu U'Meiser. There were those that were getting, everyone would get a Kazayis, and there were those that had leftovers, and that were satisfied, and those that were that left over. Mikan ve'elach, afterwards, nishtalcha me'ira ba'omer v'shtei alechem b'lechem aponim. It was a not such a positive thing that existed in the shtei alechem, the omer, and the lechem aponim. And this is our Gemara, by side. Two lines from the bottom in Yuma, Lama, Tesman, Aleph. The kol koyin magio kapul, atznuin moishchnes yadeim, v'argarginim noitlim v'oichlin. So each koyin would only get even less than a kazayis when they would divvy up the amount of the lechem upon it. So on this, the Tosfos Yeshanim, Rabbi said, we're not going to get into the Agadaic element of this Gemara about the change in Jewish history, that things weren't always smooth, like we always perceive, that in the olden times, things were always smooth, Rabbi said. They were, after Shimon HaTzadik, the string wasn't always white, you know, and the Nisim weren't always as clear, you know, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent signs. Just like he sent us a sign this year about what we have to do upcoming towards this Yom Kippur. But Asatos Yishanim on a halachic level, he doesn't understand, and the same question he applies to Argmar Msachim and Toimer. Hech de magim pakul kapul v'smein, kedamrinim reish psachim, eich mekayim mitzvah sachila. Rabbi said, what's the Tosfos Yishanim's kasha? The Koyanim have a chiyuv to eat the lechem aponim, right? So why aren't they mimikai in that mitzvah, Rabbi Isai?
Not a shir achila.
What's the shir achila?
Kzayis.
Kzayis. So Rabbi Isai, you see this language in the Gemara, and the Rishonim all piped in, and they said, this is a violation of the mitzvah achila that we have when it comes to the karbonos. Right? There's a mitzvah for the kohanim to eat the lechem aponim. So therefore, the kasha is, how can it be sufficient for the avoda and the mikdash for them to eat less than a kazais? So then the Tosfos Yeshanim answers, Yeshlamed the loy boy kazais legamre el kazais odif. V'chashav achilu kulum loyo elchem lechalek pashav. So Tosfos Yeshanim says, no, you don't need achilu kazais. So I don't understand what everybody's saying. What did he think originally, and what does he think now? I understand this kasha. Exactly like David Rubin presented, anytime you have a mitzvah achila, so you have to have a shir of kazayis. That's what's considered halachically a shir achila. That's the shir achila we learned last year, Rabbi Yisai. Last year, halach lo meish v'sina, kazayis. And otherwise it's not considered an achila. So what's the answer? Well, you don't need a shir kazayis. Why not? There's a mitzvah achila. What do you think, Rabbi Yisai?
What's a kazayis odif?
He says it's better to have a kazayis if you have it, but it's not ma'akif. If you have a kazayis, it's better. But I don't understand why it's better. It should be ma'akif. You didn't do the mitzvah. Anyone have any suggestions?
Yeah, I'd say already, like we said last year, that a shir is for the onshin, but you're still over a lav if you have Chazer on purpose, right?
So Avi Bahar is saying a fascinating Kiddush. Avi Bahar is extrapolating from the din of Chatzi Shir Aser Minat Torah, that just like when it comes to prohibitions, Rabbi Yochanan tells us, first of all, what Avi is saying is Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish, but he's assuming we pass like Rabbi Yochanan, which he's right about.
that this Yom Kippur, if someone has to eat, they obviously should not have a full shear and they should eat a chatzi shear. And even though you won't get the oinesh, you're still violating an issa d'oraisa if you don't have permission to do so. If you have permission to do so, so then it's better to violate chatzi shear than a shear shalim. So then Avi Ba'ar wants to assume like the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Yisoidei HaTorah and say, just like there's a din of chatzi shear by Yisurim, there's a din of chatzi shear by mitzvahs. The Mishnah Melech has the following suffix. A person is in Auschwitz, chas v'shalom, or he has a difficult predicament, and all he can wrap his hands around and get is a half a zayis of matzah. Is there an inyan for him to eat that? Zokt Avi Bahar, the Mishnah Melech was supuk about it. Zokt Avi Bahar, ki hechi, that you find that there's an isser of chatzi shir, asim in HaTorah, so too there should be a din of chatzi shir when it comes to the mitzvahs HaTorah. So Avi Bahar wants to say that that was the Havamina and the Maskona in the Tos Yishanim in Yuma. That was his kasha, assuming like one side of the Mishnah Melech. And his answer was to assume like the other side of the Mishnah Melech. And that's exactly why it's adif if he has a shir kazayis, because all it is a chatzi shir, and you didn't have a full kiyum, but if you don't have an option, you don't have an option. Rabbi Yisai, if Avi's right, Rabbi Yisai, I would like to divvy up the lechem upon him in a way that we can fulfill, for sure, fill a shir shalim. And even if Avi's explanation is correct, and a person's stuck in a negative nebuch situation, and he can't get his hands around the kazayis, okay, so it's not nothing, it's not garnish, there would be an inyan to have a chatzi shir. Maybe Avi's right. I have raya's lakan and lakan. We can give a whole shir on this issue of whether or not there's a din of chatzi shir by mitzvahs. However, Rabbi Yisai, I don't understand if over here we could set up in a way that everyone should get a kazayis and you could have the real McCoy, you could have everything. You don't have to be similar to a situation where you're stuck, you know, in enemy's territory or in prison where you can't get a matzah. So why shouldn't we do that in order to have the full-fledged mitzvah? I like what Avi says.
But aren't you stuck in this case? Like, aren't you limited to lechem upon it, how much there is?
So make sure that certain people get kazayis so that you have the mitzvah sachila. There's a reason why I'm doing this. Avi's saying no, because the fact that we have to divvy up the portions equally is going to override the mitzvah sachila. It's strange. You're not going to have the mitzvah sachila now?
Well, they called the guy that took two beans, they called him a ghana for the rest of his life. So I think it seems that they really couldn't divvy up more than that to someone. Seems like it was really an equal thing that they had going on.
So that was driven by the people, or that was driven by the halacha? Meaning, let's say we were in an ideal, everyone was getting along. Let's say we had a shear that when the guy would open up in the morning and say good morning, everyone would answer good morning, how are you? Let's say we were dealing with a real chevra. Linder, you didn't hear what I said. Wake up.
Oh yeah, when things were good, they gave each person a kazayis, but when things were bad. Yeah.
Whoa, guys, Avi Ba'ar just had a big chiddush.
It's a Gemara, not me. What? No, the Gemara says that Zman of Bracha, there was a Bracha, each person got a kazayis, and it was enough.
But that was HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
That was Hashem, yeah, but when there wasn't enough.
But I'm saying, I'm saying even in a matzah where you didn't have that, so you're saying it overrides to divvy it up equally.
If it wasn't, then they would have a gora just like they had for other things, and give one person the kazai.
I'm asking, would it have been better for them not to have done this?
See, if they didn't do it, I think there's a reason why.
You think they violated a din? That's what I want.
No, that's my proof that they didn't violate a din. Why? They didn't violate a din because they would have. If they were violating a din here, then they would for sure have a gora just like they had for Truma Sedeshin, just that they had for other things.
Okay, fine. So now explain to me, why didn't they violate a din? Good. Lamaisa, there's Achila.
Because it must be that there is no Chiyuv of Kazayit for Achila.
Why? But why is it different than any other Kazayis? Than any other Achila?
I already told you, the Tzad of the Mishnah Melech.
Okay. But even in the Tzad of the Mishnah Melech, he agrees that that's not ideal. And he agrees that you don't have the full fledged. You're just saying it's better than nothing. Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Isai, yeah, David.
Maybe they already fulfilled the chiyuv.
What? Why?
They already did the. This is just the second time that they're eating.
No, the Gemara never says that. The Gemara sounds like this is the divided up portion of what they got. This is all they got.
Like in the, I think it was it Dvar Shmuel? That spoke about there's two different things. So maybe this is the second one. Maybe this is relating to Notar, not relating to their chiyuv on themselves.
Well, I don't think that's not. I don't think that's what he's saying. Let's see what the Dvar Shmuel is saying, Rabbi Yisai. This is a big, big, important insight, Rabbi Yisai. It really emanates from a few different gedolim. Again, just from a line of the Gemara. There's two reasons why a person could be eating. Is the purpose that I have a chiyuv and a mitzvah, a karkafta de gavra, which means as a individual with a skull, each person independently has a mitzvah sachila, like matzah, like maror. I have a mitzvah to eat. I have a mitzvah to do a mitzvah sachila. Or listen carefully, Rabbi Simon. The mitzvah is that the item should be eaten. But if the vantage point and the focus is not on the gavra, but rather is what? Is on the cheftza of the kodshim. That it shouldn't come to be noisar. Comes along the Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Yisai, and he's mechadish, that there are two elements when it comes to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. When it comes to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach, Rabbi said, don't forget this Beis HaLevi, a major yusoid. It's clear in the Rambam that there are two aspects to the mitzvah of Korban Pesach. One aspect is that every bar chiyuva, every bar mitzvah boy, is obligated to eat a kazayis of the Korban Pesach. In addition to that obligation, there's an obligation on everyone that the Korban Pesach should not come to be left over and to become nosar. But that's not on the individual. That's on the carbon that we don't want it to come to be bali de psul and chas v'shalom that it's not going to be eaten. What would be the difference between that first element and the second element? Who could eat it? When it comes to the first element, it's a bar chiyuva, a person who's obligated in this mitzvah. When it comes to the second element, as long as it's eaten, even if it comes to a katan, even if it comes to other people, it was not disposed of. And that was kodshim that was now eaten. So Rabbi Yisai, the same exact idea, so that's unique when it comes to Karim Pesach, that there's not only a mitzvah that it should be eaten when it comes to kodshim, but there's an additional element that what? That every gavra, that's a bar chiyuva, that's bar mitzvah, has a mitzvah to eat a kazayis first and foremost. Then we enter into the world of kodshim, and we have to make sure that what? That the item is eaten, and then we're not as particular about who's eating it and how it's getting eaten, as long as we're not disposing of it. But says the Beis HaLevi, Rabbi Yisai, that is unique to Korban Pesach, and that element doesn't exist by all other kodshim. If that element doesn't exist by all other kodshim, says the Beis HaLevi, says the Dvar Shmuel, says the Chsam Sefer, if that's the case, so then we answered up our Lechem Aponim story. The Lechem Aponim doesn't have that added element that exists by the Korban Pesach that everyone has to eat a kazayis. But rather, the din of Lechem Aponim is just the regular din of kodshim. And we should make sure the kodshim is eaten. If all the obligation is to make sure the kodshim is eaten, Rabosai, guess what? It's not pertinent that the gavra went through a maisa achila. Kizayis is not necessary because that element of the mitzvah on each and every individual is not found when it comes to kodshim that you're just ensuring that it's going to get eaten. If that's the case, Zok the Beis HaLevi, that's Pshat in our Gemara Psachim, that's Kapula Lavan, and there wasn't any violation, even if they didn't have a kazayis. It didn't have a kazayis. And it's not that we're actually not fulfilling everything. We're fulfilling everything. Okay, maybe it would have been nicer if everyone would have get a larger portion, like the Tosfos Yeshanim said. But were you mekayim the mitzvah and the obligation that's necessary when it comes to regular kachim? Yeah, that element that the karbon should be eaten and not end up being nicer applies, and therefore it's not an individual maisa achila that requires a kezayis. Yeah, Julian.
So is that still a mitzvah's asay?
For sure.
You have to eat it so it doesn't become notar?
I say to make sure that it's eaten. But not that necessarily that everyone has to eat it independently.
Oh, okay.
Okay?
And it has to be eaten?
And when you got your chelek, you have to make sure that that's eaten.
Has okay, to be eaten specifically?
What?
Or has to be specifically eaten, or can it be disposed of in another way that's...
No. It has to be eaten. It has to be eaten. You're not allowed to dispose of kachim.
Is this a mitzvah to tzibor then?
No, it's a mitzvah on the Kohanim.
But I'm saying like on the tzibor of the Kohanim. Like it doesn't matter who eats it.
Well, those Kohanim that got a chelek in their mishmar, so they had a chiyuv to take care of that. Once they were granted that chelek.
There's no like specific.
Oh, but I am responsible to make sure of that. The point is that it's not governed by the regular Maisa mitzvahs that's on the Gavra. It's now a situation where I have to ensure that the Kodshim is dealt with appropriately, and therefore that Chiyuv could emanate even from something that's not a Kazayis.
Okay. Got it.
There, the Drash Shmuel says, "Achiyesh din shnei bivitzus bemitzus achilas kachim shemuta al kohanim sheag kachim yisochlu kedei shalalovi dinu." He said, "Is emes gaim gamai dektanim? It could even exist if I give it to my son who apachas mikazayis. The eno muta la karkata de gavri. It's not a regular classic chiyav achfila." Rabbo say this would differ to the mitzvah of matzah. The mitzvah of matzah was only fulfilled if you have a kazayis. It's a mitzvah to do a maisa achila mitzad the gavra. It's not that the matzah has to be eaten. It's that I, as a bar chiyuva, have to do a maisa achila to the matzah. That could only exist when it comes to a kazayis. And in difficult situations, maybe I'll have a suffix in the Mishnah Melech, if that will apply when it comes to chatzishir as well. But obviously a chatzishir, you're missing the kiyama mitzvah. Masha'enkin, when it comes to entities that are just the nature of the chiyuv is that it should be eaten, that is something that applies to kachim specifically, and korban pesach is the one situation where the Rambam, the Beis Halevi, proves from the Rambam that both elements exist. I have my mitzvah sachila, my chiyuv, that I have to eat a kazayis, and then we all that are registered to this karbon, we all have to also make sure that once the time expires, that this is going to be eaten by someone, that we don't eventually make it come to be nosar, and we would violate that second chiyuv, even if there was less than a kazayis on the karbon pesach. Yeah, Yosef.
Is this Tosfos Yeshanim would agree to this, right? This is an explanation to Tosfos Yeshanim.
I think the Beis Halevi is working within the Tosfos Yeshanim. Yeah. Yeah, Jacob.
Right, but at the same time, there's also some aspect of the matzah that is hana'a based. That
no,
like I'm saying,
no,
I'm saying that before.
I'm trying Yontif. To say that the matzah does not have to be eaten. There is no problem if I have a box of matzahs after Pesach that we didn't get to. That's not the focus. The focus is that the Gavra should do a Maisa Achila on the Kazayis. That triggers Kazayis. There's no Maisa Achila without a Kazayis. That's what the mitzvah on the Gavra refers to. You
so
did
the
not have a mitzvah if you didn't eat a Kazayis.
So the achila aspect of it is giving it the kazayis, but if it were just a hana, a mitzvah, or anything like that, it would be a mashahu, like we're talking about.
Maybe.
That's what chametz is dealing with.
If you had a mitzvah, I don't know an example of this. If you had a mitzvah to be nene from something, I don't think there's a mitzvah like that. But in theory...
Shabbos candles.
What?
Shabbos candles.
Shabbos candles are supposed to illuminate the room, and I don't know if that necessarily is considered hanos haguf, But let's say you had a mitzvah that you mamish had to be nana, like the way you have an iser of hana, that I can't get hana from basar v'chalav. If we had a mitzvah like that, so then, yeah, that would be an open question. What is the shear of hana? That is a Reb Kiva Eger that discusses, it could be when it comes to hana, the shear is a shava pruta as opposed to a kazayas. That might not be the regular isurim of kazayas, the regular shearim of kazayas as well. But over here, we're talking about two different types of achila, that one achila is relating to the cheftza, that it should be eaten, as opposed to an achila that relates to the gavra, that he has to do a maisa achila, and that mamish comes out of this gemara that we have, that a person could be yotze the chiyav when it comes to kachim, even though technically there was no shir kazayis. Rabbi said the application is less important as it is the chiddush of these gedolei achronim, Rabosai, that you could approach the world of achila and the world of shiurim in two different ways in terms of what the kavanas haTorah was. Yeah.
Okay. But don't some say that the whole isser of hana as well can be put into the isser of achila? So we can see a third aspect of an isser with achila there through the isser of hana.
Okay. So that's just analyzing what did the Torah want. What was the Torah makbid about in terms of when you didn't eat machalas asuris? Was it hanas achila? Was it just achila? I don't think that's necessarily relevant to us here. I think now we're talking about whether or not you would need a kazayis or not in mitzvahs is dependent on what the nature of the mitzvah is. Is it to be eaten on the object, or as opposed to a mitzvah that's noveya, that emanates from the gavra, that he has to do a maisa achila, which is defined as specifically with a kazayis. Rabbi Isai, the Gemara continues with a fascinating sugya. We're not going to have time to go into Rabbi Isai, but Nehemshech Lemar Mekoymes, and if you finish, I can send you a second set of Mar Mekoymes. Really, the last two sugyas that I want to discuss, Rabbi Isai, before we enter back into Pesachim and Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, there is a fascinating Hemshech of the Gemara of a story. It's not exactly clear how the Gemara flew into this story. We're just going to introduce the Gemara, and then we'll close. Rashi gives us an interpretation of why the Gemara introduces this topic, but the Gemara says as follows. There was a guy who was causing trouble. He was poking around and he was making a little bit of
instigating.
Yeah, he was instigating. Good, thank you. Ha'u'ar Ramah, there was a guy. Da'avasolik v'achol psach in Yerushalayim. He would go up and he would eat the Karban Pesach in Yerushalayim. Amar k'siv kol ben ne'echol lo'echol bo. He said, even though the Torah says what? Kol ben ne'echol lo'echol bo, that a guy is not allowed to eat. Kol or lo'echol bo, and a non-circumcised person can't eat. Rabosai, very important halacha. Not only can a non-circumcised person not eat, but even if you have a non-circumcised person in your household, or even an evet, that could be ma'akev, the bialim, from eating. And I eat from the best of the best. Right? So he was instigating, right? So what happened, Rabbi Isai? Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir. Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseir says, he responded to him, Mi kasafalach me'alya? Did they feed you the tail? Amar lei lo. He said, no, they never fed me the tail. So the Gemara says, ki salkas lahasam, when you go there, I lost the place, I'm sorry. Ki salkas lahasam, emelu safuli me'alya. Tell them, can I please have the piece of the tail in my chelik l'karban Pesach, right? Dresses up like a breslover chassid, and he goes in there and he says, can you please give me the tail? Ki salak amr lehu, me alya safali. Amr lei, alya legavo salka. And he says, they respond back to him, what tail? The tail is burnt on the mizbeach. Amr lehu, Rabbi Yehuda Maseir. Then they say back, man amr lecha hachi, who told you to say this? Amr lehu, Rabbi Yehuda Maseir. They saw Rabbi Yehuda Maseir. Amru my high the come on but my high the come on but kubasrei vashkachu daramahu. So that allowed them to look into it, and they found out that he was a goy. So Rashi learns that the connection of this Gemara Rabosa is what? Is what, Rabbi Sai? The reason why the Gemara brings this story, just like they checked over there, so too they checked over here. Right? And the first story was connected because it started off with Lashon Meguna, right? The Chasam Sofer writes over here that no, it also had to do with being able to check with the language. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, they knew, had a special koyach to make sure that people don't speak, you know, divrei havalim. And when they found out that it was Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira who was the one who checked into this, so they knew that he was the one who was makbid on all of the languages and was able to fish out that this guy was a faker. And that's how they knew. It was all because of a person who's makbid on the way other people speak, so that they knew that there was something fishy over here. And this Gemara also connects to the inyan of speaking in a tahor manner and in a pristine way. So Rabbi Sai, they ended up killing the guy. Thank you, Rabbi Meseira, for helping us, even though you're outside and you're an Itzivim, but what? Your traps are here in Yerushalayim. So Rabbi Sai, there are a lot of questions that arise from this story. Namely, one is what most bothersome, Rabbi Sai. Anyone have a question on this Gemara, Rabbi Sai? Don't just read this as an agada to Rabbi Sai and fall asleep. There's a lot of halacha ramifications to this Gemara, Rabbi Sai. How in the world did we kill this guy? What did he do wrong? Where are the Aiden? What in the world is going on with this story? They killed the guy, Rabbi Sai. Why? What did he do wrong? What's the answer? Where are the kashas, Rabbi Sai? This makes no sense. You can't just kill a guy just because he ate a piece of kachim. What's going on? So he was a guy. Okay. So we're not gonna be Magayer him. Let's send it back home. Why is he to the Misa? Where are the Aiden? What is it? We need some background to this story, Rabbi Sai. And then there are other kashas. Where's Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira? Aren't we involved in the midst of the Karban Pesach? Why is he sending this information? Why in the world isn't Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira showing up to the Yerushalayim on Pesach? Rabbi Sai, a lot of kashas that are going on in this story, Rabbi Sai. Just because it started off with a Gemara of Lashon Meguna doesn't mean that there aren't fascinating things that are transpiring in our sugya, Rabbi Sai. Mirtz Hashem, we're going to close with this sugya, the entire Zman, and then we'll start up back on the Afdal and Aleph when we return afterwards. So Mirtz Hashem, we'll finish these sugyas and we'll finish up. Yashikar.